But before the Lord pours out the wrath that starts here, multiplies here, and crescendos here, look what he does here and here. He has this special forces, these evangelists sent in. Here they are in the chart. Judah, 12,000, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Wait a minute. Where's the tribe of Dan? By the way, where's the tribe of Ephraim? Have you noticed that the 12 tribes are actually 14? There were 12 sons of Jacob, but two sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, become part of the 12 tribes. And so what we see is they're never quite listed the same way, because always God has a purpose. Now, what happened with Ephraim? Ephraim was not faithful in the day of battle. They turned back. The Lord says, I'm not going to allow you to be one of the 12 tribes that are represented in the 144,000. Also, if you remember, Dan, one of the sons of Jacob, went into idolatry and abandoned the Lord, if you remember in the last two chapters of Judges. And so for that reason, Dan and Ephraim are not part of these that you see on the chart. The 144,000 come from basically 11 of the sons of Jacob and one son of Joseph, which make the 12. Well, what does the Lord do to them? Look back at what it says in chapter 7. It says in verse 3, chapter 7, don't harm the earth, the sea, or the trees. Now remember, those seals caused all of this irreversible climate change, all the burning and death and destruction. Before all that happens, until we have, what does it say in verse 3? Sealed the servants of our God. Where? On their foreheads. Now, wait a minute. You could already tell me this because I've said it so many times in this class. Everything in the book of Revelation is pointing to earlier revelation of God, something God has already said. And when we talk about being sealed on the forehead, some of you might think of Revelation 13, the mark of the beast. So in one sense, what God is doing with 144,000 is showing that just like Satan seals his with the mark of the beast, God seals his before with, look up here, the Holy Spirit, who seals the saints of God. It's the Holy Spirit that saves us by the washing of regeneration. It's the Holy Spirit that seals us and secures us to eternity until we get to heaven. And he is the one, while we're on earth, sanctifies us. By the way, the Holy Spirit always does that. And so what we see is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, God is pointing out with these 144,000 evangelists that he has been marking those who love him way back since the Old Testament times. Let me share with you what I mean. Look in your Bibles at Ezekiel 9. And Ezekiel says, he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, let those who have charge of the city draw near, each with their deadly weapon. And suddenly six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his battle axe. And one was clothed in linen with a writer's inkhorn on his side. And he went in and stood beside the bronze altar. What is going on? This is one of the more exciting kind of special forces kind of thing in the scriptures. Well, what's happening is the Babylonians are coming down to take the city of Jerusalem. And Ezekiel is allowed to see what God does prior to the invasion and attack. And this is what he does. Verse 3. Now the glory of God had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called the man clothed with linen who had a writer's inkhorn on his side. Verse 4 of chapter 9 of Ezekiel. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and look at this, put a mark on the foreheads of those who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. Whoa. He said, the people that on the inside grieve and hate, they grieve over their own sinfulness and they hate sin, abominations. What God says is bad, they agree with. And they are grieved at the abominations of the false worship and everything going on. As the Babylonians were coming in and God's people were faithless and the Jewish people were facing judgment, there were a group of people that inside, God could see their hearts, and they named the name of the Lord and they departed from iniquity and God sealed them. What happens to them? Well, by the way, Ezekiel 9 tells us, as you see, these are the sealed of Israel. These are the ones that survive the Babylonian siege and get carried off to the land of Babylon, which, by the way, guess what they carried with them? That's why we have this. Do you know why we have our Bibles? They carried off the scriptures with them. As the Babylonians ravaged the city, burned and destroyed everything, they took with them. God allowed them, the ones who were sealed, the ones who we would say were saved, those who were God's servants, they were preserved. God didn't let them get killed. Whoa. Pause. Did you know we're right in the middle of a global pandemic? And there are a lot of people that, I mean, they think that the only way to live is to wash your hands and wear a mask. And it's very important you wash your hands and wear a mask. But did you know that the real reason why you survive or don't survive COVID-19 depends on what God's plans are for you? Because God seals and secures his servants until their work for him is done. Wow. I think I wash my hands 50 times a day. We had to open a new bar of soap today here at home because we're going through it so fast. We're just washing our hands constantly. But I do not think that I am surviving the current pandemic because I'm doing so well with my bleach wipes and soap and mask. I believe that I am not going to live one extra day or miss one day that the Lord has planned for me. The 144,000 evangelists are invulnerable through the tribulation till God's through with them. By the way, he finishes up with them right here. He launches them right here. And for 7 chapters, they go through literally hell unleashed on earth. And we see them up in heaven reporting back to Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit sealed them, just like we see in the Old Testament, secures them. They're his invulnerable evangelists, just like the two witnesses are till God's through with them, and just like us till God's through with us. Do you realize that? No one is going to end your life prematurely. Not even yourself. Do you understand that? God has a plan, and he wants to sanctify us so that we fulfill it. Well, the Holy Spirit, it says in Revelation 7, the end of verse 3, is signing his servants. He's putting that mark on their forehead. And the Holy Spirit sealing us reminds us of what Paul explained. Now, again, every part of Revelation goes back to some other portion of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:22 tells us this. He has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit seals us, that's how we're saved, secures us. Boy, that's an interesting word. The word secure is a part of this, as it says at the very end of verse 22, our hearts as a guarantee. It's actually, the Greek word is arabon. Now, some of you will really perk up when you hear this, especially those of you that are in the Bible institutes. This word in Greek, in the English, is called an engagement ring. That's what an arabon was. An engagement ring, or a down payment, if you were buying something. So if you were buying something, the money you put down to make sure you got it was the arabon. If you're getting married, the engagement ring that you gave to the one you're going to marry, to have a mark that you were coming back for them and that they were yours. That's what the Holy Spirit is to us. At the instant of our salvation, he seals us. That means the devil cannot enter us, so we are unable to be indwelt by demons. And he gives us this down payment, which means he's going to keep us to the end.